Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis. Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Joining me now from beautiful downtown somewhere in Nebraska, where the headquarters of the best 2019 pistol on the planet is built, is 2019, 1911, 2011 guru, Joe Chambers. Good afternoon, sir.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm still mad, though.
You're still mad.
See, I'm mad because I watched a video the other day. This is what I told you about. There's this video channel out there and website called the Firearm Blog. Huge, gigantic. I envy all of their social media success. However, that's where it ends because, on the one hand. And I've been shooting guns since I was 12. You know, I when I get a hold of a gun and I know it's the real thing, I know it's the real thing just because of experience. And I am the first one to say every gun is not for every person. But I never say that these guns are miserable and nobody should carry them. And that's what I saw with the Firearm Blog the other day when they were talking about 1911s. Apparently James Reeves has this thing about 1911s. He don't like them, except for the little one he buys from Bull Armory. Have you ever had any dealings with any Bull Armory guns?
Yeah, I did a review on one.
Yeah, what do you think of them?
You know, it's a good, it's a fine option if you're in that $500 range.
They're $500 guns?
I don't know what they cost, but that's what they ought to sell them for.
Well, while we're talking about that, I'm going to go check that because I'm almost certain they don't go for that. But this is my thing, though. It's the design of that gun. He thinks that gun is the greatest gun out there of its type, which is fine. I think your gun is the greatest gun out there of its type. I would also be almost willing to bet he's never shot one of your guns.
No, I guarantee he hasn't.
So, my question becomes, now, what he's doing is he's getting out there and he's making a blanket statement about all of these guns are not worth carrying nowadays. Which, sure, okay, let's do the pros and cons thing. Polymer striker-fired guns are lighter weight, aren't they?
Maybe a couple of ounces.
Yeah. Are they, is there any striker-fired gun that has a trigger, which, would you agree that the trigger is the gateway to accuracy?
No.
No? Is it more of a barrel fit
and slide to frame fit are the gateways to accuracy. But trigger doesn't help if it's bad. That's the
right
thing. You can have a gun that's superbly built and have a terrible trigger, and the average person is going to have a difficult time shooting it accurately.
Right.
You can have a gun that's not built great slide to frame and barrel fit and has a superb trigger, and the average shooter is going to be able to shoot it very well.
Is there any reason?
That's why I made, you know, grips of cash every time I went to Camp Perry back in the day, doing trigger jobs on guns, because a lot of the trigger jobs out there were just terrible.
Right. The there is no shortage. Now, one of the things that he does in his particular video is he takes on Clint Smith, who I think highly of Clint Smith. I think highly of John Farnham. And Clint Smith and John Farnham have segued, as have a lot of guys that shot 1911s for years, and now they've segued into the striker-fired region. However, I do not think that any of those guys I just mentioned look at the handgun as the primary means of a gunfight. I think they look at it as the what you have until you get to your rifle kind of gun. What do you think?
Yes. Yeah, I think I would agree. I mean, all the guys that I know that I've trained with and learned from and talked to, you know, the handgun is the American martial arm. But given their druthers, depending on who it is, they would take a shotgun or a rifle any day, you know, if it was a serious gunfight. And, you know, I mean, Fisher loves a shotgun.
Right.
Jared loves a rifle.
Right.
You know, Chuck loves a rifle unless it's shotgun time. You know, I mean, and so, you know, I think we've come to a point with handguns, though, where specifically our 2019 wide bodies, the Fat WMGs and the Pro Series guns, you know, does it have the terminal ballistics at 100 yards of a 5.56? No, it does not. There's no arguing that. It's a 9mm bullet. But can you, you know, if you were put in a situation where you had to reach out to 100 yards and all you had was that handgun, could you do God's work? Yes, absolutely. You could make somebody hate the day they met you. You know, so that couldn't be said 20 years ago in the tactical world. Hell, it couldn't have been said 10 years ago in the tactical world.
Right.
You know, by and large, there were those of us that were building those guns, but we were really not well known, and we were a close hold to the people who did know that we did it. But now, you know, there's a number of companies out there that are making guns that are very capable out to that distance, and then there are a few companies like Chambers Custom who's making guns, you know, that I could make you keep your head down for days at 200 yards with one of my pistols.
Sure. Absolutely.
So,
here's the thing.
The technology has changed.
The thing that they always say about striker-fired is that striker-fired is more reliable than hammer-fired, except striker-fired is susceptible to the same two things that affect all semi-automatic pistols, which is ammunition and magazines, correct?
Yes.
So in the modern space, with the guns you build, for example, with the fit you do, is there anything besides, is the only difference in reliability, and if it's actually a difference, is the only difference between what you build and any striker-fired gun out there that would be considered the best? Is there any difference in reliability? I have never found it. I've shot 1, 2, 3. I've shot 4 of your guns now, and I've never had a stoppage. Never. I've shot junk in them. I've shot pretty decent ammo in them. I've shot self-defense ammo in them. So if, and with other guns, you know, there's been other guns that are supposed to be the cat's meow as far as striker-fired, and this is not an indictment against striker-fired guns. I just don't like it when somebody says, a 1911, 2011, 2019, that's just not a good gun to carry. I just think that's such a blanket statement. I don't even think it's about the gun, to be honest with you. Although the gun can make a difference. There is a mechanical advantage. But, hey, hang on to this thought for a minute. I'm just ranting. We're coming up on the first break. ChambersCustom.com. This is where you would go to get on the list. I see a bunch of you on YouTube and everything. You come to me and say, I'm looking forward to getting on the list. That's where you got to go. You got to go to ChambersCustom.com, where you will be dealing with the lovely and gracious Heidi. She will get you in the queue and get it going. And then when Joe sees it, then things begin to happen. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Build American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis. Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. One of my boxes broke, Joe. That's why I don't have my cool guitar music to introduce you with, because one of my boxes broke.
Oh, that's all right.
I sort of...
Stuff happens.
I guess it does. Joe Chambers, this is 1911 University. I guess my big question would be that, you know, through, like, Staccato, for example, supposedly, and Lots of people tell me that, that this is in fact true. Supposedly a lot of law enforcement organizations have adopted their gun. I'm sure with, like with Pressburg and Reston and with Fisher, you got a bunch of really serious guys carrying your gun all the time. It's just that, you know, the price of entry is a little higher than it is with Staccato. Would these guys and these organizations, these institutions, would they be getting out there and adopting these things if they were not reliable? Surely there's a testing process that goes through it. Let's talk about the YC2. How much testing was in that? How much testing went in that?
Well, that gun was roughly a two-year process to get it all worked out and make sure that it ran the way I wanted it to.
Right.
Get it all designed, and then I built Steve's, and Brandon built mine, and I shot Steve's, I put probably 1,200 or 1,500 rounds through his with various types of ammo, and then I put probably 1,000 rounds through mine with various types of ammo right before Brandon started the project. And then when Steve came and visited, he brought, I think, 10 different kinds of self-defense ammo.
Right.
I mean, we have everything here. We got Black Hills Honey Badger. We got G2 Gold Dot government contract stuff. We got, Gold Savers, Starfires. We got everything. And we ran a little bit of everything through those guns for function, and they were flawless. And there are limitations to a gun like that. That's what people need to understand. When you shorten the gun that much, you have to work within certain parameters. You can't take that gun and shoot cheap ammo out of it. It'll fail.
Right.
You can't take that gun and be sloppy and limp-wristed. It'll fail.
Right.
You have to own that gun and control it and shoot proper ammo out of it, and it'll run like a scalded dog. But the guns that, like, for example, the guns that Staccato's making for different law enforcement agencies, they have hundreds of thousands of rounds of research behind those models to make sure, that what they're doing on a mass scale, tens of thousands of guns a year, is working properly. So when guys like that YouTuber, when they say things like that, and I saw that video, when you sent me the link and I watched the first part of it, I realized that I had seen that, somebody had sent it to me, and I'd seen that before, or something like it on his channel. And, I think my reply to you was clickbait. These guys, they're making huge money on YouTube. Some of these dudes make $30,000 to $70,000 to $100,000 a month.
Yeah.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
To give their opinion, and share their views. And so a lot of times it's just clickbait, and it's just manufactured hate for the sake of manufacturing hate. So when I watch that stuff, I'm like, yawn. if you are truly, I would say this, if you're truly so ignorant that you can't recognize mechanical advantage, then I really don't have time for you.
Yeah.
I mean, I can sit down and have a conversation with people about all kinds of stuff and learn new things and share knowledge. But if you're ignorant to what mechanical advantage is and how it benefits you, okay, cool, let's move on. Because those kind of guys, what they're trying to do is they're trying to get a rise out of guys like you and I, and they're trying to pump up their base, which are, polymer people, which is fine. But there's a place, what you got to understand is there's a place in the market for both. Not everybody can afford a $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 custom gun.
Yeah.
You know, I talked to a guy today that owns 70 Cabot 1911s.
Wow.
70. And I asked him, I said, why? He goes, well, because they look pretty and I like the way they look. Okay, cool. You know, that was his sole purpose of buying them. He didn't really shoot them much. He just liked the way they look. All right, right on. You know, you can afford to do that. Cool. And then, you know, I have guys that own one or two of mine, and that's all they feel that they ever need. Right on, righteous. So, you know, but not everybody can afford that. Not everybody can go down that road. Not everybody wants to go down that road. And so that's where, you know, other makes and models of guns come in.
You know, I would like to know what that guy does for a living that has a 70 Cabot.
Yeah. Yeah. He has a pretty nice collection, apparently. But, you know, that's why, like, the other day I released a video on YouTube that I did for Patreon on the Taurus. Taurus sent me a 1911 to review, to do a mathematical review on. And, you know, there's good and bad to those guns. They're a low-end gun. They're $500. They're an entry-level gun, let me put it that way. I'm going to shoot it this week. Kevin's going to film me, and we're going to shoot it and see how it runs. And I have no doubt that with ball ammo, that gun will run fine. You know, will it be accurate? No. Will it be reliable? Yeah. Would I take it, you know, would I use it to depend upon securing my wife and kids in a gunfight? Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not. I have better options. Thanks. You know, will I keep it around the shop as a boating gun or a walking in the woods gun? Sure. Why not? You know, if it gets scratched or dinged or beat up, or if I sink my boat like I did 2 weeks ago and I've got it on my hip, I'm not going to sweat it, you know? Just, there's a place for them.
Right.
That's the point.
Well, we're coming up on the next break, and when we get back, I'm going to finish up my rant on this simply because I have a philosophy when it comes to handguns and everything else. And as far as the rest of you, you can follow Chambers Custom on Instagram, on Facebook, and on YouTube as Chambers Custom, on Patreon at 1911 University. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Left has hijacked our media, our culture, and our schools. Your children are taught to hate America. Your speech is censored. Your employer is woke, and you are being called racist. That's why I wrote a book showing you how to keep the left from dominating your life. The book is called Rules for Anti-Radicals, a Practical Handbook for Defeating Leftism. And it draws from my 28 years of grassroots leadership by empowering conservatives too often bullied into silence by the left. It's a comprehensive guide to beating leftism not only in politics, but in daily life. And it's not just for dedicated conservative activists, but also for anyone sick of getting beaten down by the woke mob. Whether it's your job, your school board, or your neighbors, you can win against woke. Get Rules for Anti-Radicals from Amazon or at rulesforantiradicals.com/radio. That's rulesforantiradicals.com/radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Thursday, President Biden held a meeting with CEOs across several different industries to discuss the state of the nation's economy. President talks about why he believes manufacturing numbers were down.
A significant part of the slowdown that occurred when it hit is inflation. Cost of automobiles. People are not buying them, also because they cost so damn it. There's so few of them. They're not manufacturing nearly what they were able to manufacture in the past.
There are so many illegal immigrants being bused from Texas to the nation's capital that the mayor of Washington, D.C. is calling it a humanitarian crisis. She's asking the National Guard to be activated to set up a processing center. You're listening to USA Radio News. One state is continuing to charge people with election fraud.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission is reporting multiple clerks in the state of Wisconsin made 22 voter fraud referrals to local district attorneys related to the 2020 general election over the past 2 years. The new report from the July 22nd Commission meeting showed 10 instances of voter fraud referrals from the 2020 election. Most came from the Milwaukee and Brown counties, including more than 50 instances of a person using an improper residential address on their voter registration in multiple elections. One potential problem with election security was settled July 8th when the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that drop boxes were illegal. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Investors shrugging off recession fears at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 332 points to close at 32,529. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I don't hear the beat. Yes, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis Holster. Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers, this is 1911 University. I'm going to tell you my biggest issue with this, Joe, and maybe this is why I don't make $100,000 a month. You want to know how much my last payment from YouTube was?
21 cents.
$157. That was for 2 months. They only pay you if you trip $100. So I do not make $100,000 a month on YouTube. If I did, you'd never hear me on here.
I wish I made $100,000 on YouTube a month.
Yeah. Yeah. But here's the thing.
The thing is, I probably could. If I just got on and didn't do mathematical reviews and just lambasted companies, what's the point though? Then you're just a jerk in the industry.
Well, here's the thing with this. Now, I have sponsors come and go, and I do not when they go, I never put them down. Because I like to think I have sort of the cream of the crop of sponsors. And sometimes it's just a business decision, right? So whatever their gear was or whatever their equipment is that they sell, I don't put it down simply because I probably actually liked it. Like CZ. CZ went away because they bought Colt and they didn't have an advertising budget. They might be coming back. But this year they're not here because, you know, and they own Dan Wesson, and they make excellent pistols with their single action, double action guns. I mean, you like some of them, you find sort of them interesting. That, and whenever Joe finds something interesting, I'm just looking at it because I value Joe's assessment of things. So I don't ever put any of this stuff down. But the other thing is, I think from my standpoint, all I'm concerned with when I'm reviewing a gun and looking at a gun. Is it shootable and is it reliable? And if it checks both of those boxes, I'm good. And if it doesn't check those boxes, then the big thing there for a while was the Walther PDP. You remember that when that came out? Oh,
yeah.
most ergonomic gun out there, and it does. The grip on that gun is so sweet. Yeah. But the gun, for what it is, it's sort of snappy, popping a 9mm round out of it. It's just jumping too much. It jumps more than a Glock or a SIG or a CZ. Likewise with the Canik TP Elite Combat, I found that, you know, it's a beautiful gun. Since Salient Arms actually started doing their own work, it's a Salient Arms Canik collaboration.
Yeah.
I thought they did pretty good work on it. Not very shootable. So those guns are gone. But I'm not putting them down. They just didn't work for me. And that's the thing. When I'm doing a review, I'm editorializing. This is all based on what it's going to do for me. Sometimes I have to get out there and say it out loud. This is just my, you know, I have to say that in the video. It's just my opinion. But I don't ever get out there and even my video that has the lowest like ratio, the SIG P365, not a gun I will carry one, where I've only got 65% likes. My problem with it is that doing the classic remedial action that every instructor teaches, you know, grabbing the slide, racking it back, and popping it forward and letting that bad round pop out and everything. Slide small, it's heavy sprung, and popping it back there and everything, you might catch the round and actually make it fall back into the well. Fall back into the ejector port. And for me, that was sort of a killer. And while it's been viewed a lot and everything, everybody took that to mean that I was saying that was not a good gun, which I never said that was not a good gun. I've never had a stoppage with it. Never had any issue with it. It's just, you know, I want something a little more substantial and shootable if I need to have something that I'm going to shoot at, say, 40 yards, like is in vogue right now. Which that means I should be carrying your gun. I should be carrying my Fat WMGC. But it's all besides
the point. I have a question about that.
Sure.
Did that happen at 40 yards, or did it actually happen at 40 feet?
The Greenwood Mall incident?
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's saying 40 yards. Everybody's saying 40 yards. I don't know. I've seen Photoshop pictures of that. I've seen pictures from the viewpoint of looking out of the food court down into the corridor that leads to the food court. It's definitely not, you know, it's not the 7-yard sniper distance that Steve Fisher laments all the time that people train at, but I don't know. However, you know, when I talk to people like Steve, Super Dave, any of these other instructors, 40 yards for a 9mm round is not that much. It's not that bad of a thing to consider. It's just most people just don't train at that distance, so maybe they're not as confident in it.
Yeah. I mean, we have a plate rack with, I think there's 6 or 8-inch plates set up at 48 yards. And when we test guns, we shoot, there's 6 plates in a row. And we stand and shoot those 6 plates, and whoever misses most buys lunch. I don't buy a lot of lunch.
Yeah.
But I also, you know, I ascribe to the philosophy that I learned from a lot of these guys that, you know, you have to be accountable for every shot.
Right.
So if you miss that plate at 40 yards, 48 yards, where'd it go? You know, did it go into an old lady? Did it go into a baby in a stroller?
It's going to go somewhere, isn't it?
It's going somewhere. If it didn't hit its target, it's going somewhere. You better know where.
My Fat WMGC, when they were testing my Fat WMGC, they were hitting a gong at 200 yards. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
How much of a mortar shot is it at 200 yards?
It's actually not as much as you would think. It's about, we hold about 18 inches high. Yeah, it's a lot flatter than people think.
Yeah.
A lot flatter.
Well, I mean, and this is where the argument for this gun, for a gun like yours, for example, comes into play, because I would be more confident taking a 40-yard shot with that gun than I would with just about any other gun.
Sure.
So, I mean, but I'm going to train a little bit on it. I'm going to take that out there with me when I go out with the XL and give that a shot and see what that's, you know, how that translates. I don't necessarily think a longer barrel, for example, means more accuracy. Not the difference between a 4-inch barrel and a 5.4-inch barrel. That's just not enough barrel to build up that much more pressure, I don't think. Right. Am I wrong?
No. No, you're correct. I mean, it's not enough barrel length to mean accuracy that you can tell as a shooter.
Right.
You're going from a gun that shoots with a 5-inch gun that shoots, you know, right at an inch at 50 yards for 10-shot groups to a gun that probably shoots inch and a quarter at 50 yards for 10-shot
right.
groups.
Right.
Okay. Can you hold a quarter-inch difference at 50 yards? Probably not. I was talking to a guy today, and he was telling me about a conversation with another gunsmith that he had in regards to me, and the guy told him, the other gunsmith told him, he said, oh, there's no arguing that Joe and his teacher Marvel built guns for probably the 50 most accurate people on the planet over the years. Even those people can't generally tell the difference between a 1-inch and a 1.25-inch gun. So yeah, you don't lose a lot when you go from a government to a commander length in practical accuracy.
Right.
And you're not losing a lot in velocity either, so you're not losing a lot in bullet performance.
Nope. Anyway, hold on for me one more time. Coming up on the last break, this hour's gone by fast. I've been waiting. I haven't talked to Joe in a couple of weeks, so it's been nice to have him on here with me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis Holster. Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers, this is 1911 University. You have a new collab coming out with Knights Armament. I saw a picture of that the other day. What's that going to be called? The Wraith?
Yeah, the Wraith Stalker.
The Wraith Stalker.
Yeah, and we are officially sold out.
And how many examples of that were there going to be?
25 sets.
So another rifle pistol combo. Now with that, do you make the pistols and then ship that to Knights and they sell it, or do they ship the rifles to you and you sell it? How does that work?
No, they ship the rifles to us, and we do everything from there.
Now, can you tell me anything about
the
Wraith
absolutely.
Stalker? So, tell me about the Wraith Stalker.
So it's the set includes a rifle, pistol, knife, and case, fitted case. We'll start small and go big. The case is done by Patriot Gun Cases, my friend Brack Wilson out of North Carolina. It's four-pound tight foam that's laser cut to fit the guns and the knife perfectly in the mags. SKB, the highest end SKB case that you can get. The knife is done by my friend Javon Gray at Gray's Custom Knives, and it's his Bunturo, and it's just an amazing knife. It's W2 steel. Parkerized with a Clay Harmon line, and these will have, the grips on these will be a little bit different. They'll be carbon fiber instead of rubberized carbon fiber, because we can't get rubberized carbon fiber. Yeah. Yeah, it's an amazing knife. I mean, you can shave your face with that sucker. And I skinned 2 deer with mine last year. It was just phenomenal. Then the pistol is, it will be very similar to the Night Stalker pistol in the first 10 sets that we did originally with KAC. Only we're going to do a little different cosmetics on it, so it won't have chainmail this time. It'll have a different pattern that I'm working with my friend Duke Krieger from Duke's Designs to do the cosmetics on it. That nobody has known that until just right this moment. So giving Duke a shout out. Duke's an amazing dude. He's a pastor, and he does a lot of ministry in the industry for us guys who just don't want to go to organized church anymore. And he's a good friend and a good man. So I called Duke the other night and I said, "You want to be a part of this?" And he was like, "Heck yeah, man! How can I help?" And I told him what I wanted, and he's working on the design work now. And then, and it'll be a different color too. We're going to do some color changes. And then the rifle is the Unobtainium, the KAC SR25, 6.5 Creedmoor with a 16-inch barrel. And it'll have some, the coloration of it will match the pistol. So, yeah, it's a pretty awesome set. Pretty awesome set. I'm stoked about it. I think the community is stoked about it again because, well, we sold all 25 sets in 48 hours.
This gun's going to be comped?
Yeah, it's a comp gun. It has the YC squared comp that Fisher and I designed.
Yeah, the Night Stalker was a absolute beast.
Yeah.
I liked filming it in slow motion just so I could watch the mechanics of the way it worked. And that part of it, just watching the way it works. So watching any of them, the way they work, any of the Chambers guns, it's quite the lesson in fit and springing, I guess. Quite very, very interesting for me to watch the way they work. I can't imagine. So this is going to be a 9mm, a double stack?
Yep, it's 2019 9mm.
Is it going to be a full-size pistol?
No, it's a Commander plus a comp, so it's just slightly under full size.
I like to take credit for the fact that the Commander you can get there just because you weren't building them until I asked. That's not why you build them. You don't build them because I asked you to build me one. But up at that point, you weren't, correct? Am I right about that?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, we hadn't done any yet, and so. I mean, it was, you know, those kind of things, they end up being a natural progression. It's kind of like the comp that I'm designing for Jared Reston's new gun that I'll bring out this winter.
Right.
You know, you start going down these rabbit holes and you discover new things that you want to try, come up with new ideas that look cool or that will function better, you know, and, it helps us improve the breed. You know, I've said it before, and I'll say it until I'm done with this business. If you're not innovating, then you become irrelevant. And, you know, you got to stay on the edge. You got to always be looking for the next good thing and trying to innovate and come out with something new. And not just to be different, right? Because you can be different by dyeing your hair purple. Nobody
sure.
cares. But to be different and improve something that makes people's lives better with what they love to do, which in my case is shooting. If you'd have told me 10 years ago that I would design, you know, what has become the most popular red dot mounting platform for the 1911-2011 market, I'd have laughed.
Right.
I'd have said, you're crazy. And here we are, you know, I got four different plates. For four different, well, for more than that, because some of them cross over, you know, at least a half a dozen different red dots on the market, and people are jamming out with the red dot life. So, yeah, innovating, that's, I love that. It really, it keeps my mind alive.
Well, you certainly have been innovative. The thing is, though, that you put in the work, and I, you know, and once again, I keep getting asked the question, is it worth it? And that's such a relative question. I mean, is it worth it? It's almost like they're asking me, well, can't you just make do with this? And I carry, if I'm carrying a gun, I mean, I finally figured out an inside the waistband rig with no belt for the Fat WMGC. Now that means I can carry it into areas where I probably need to.
Right.
And I'm covering I'm checking every box with that when I do that. And at that point, if that's a gun that I actually did get into a, if I'm in a mall and somebody's shooting somebody up in front of me, as soon as I go eyes on with them or eyes on them, I'm coming up and I'm aiming for their collarbone. I'm going to put that reticle on there, and I'm going to go. I'm going to be in.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be worried as I do it. Not with that gun. Not at all. One thing, let me ask you this, and we only got like a minute for you to answer this. Every time I show either one of those guns, the one that I had that I had to send back and the one that I have still, they always give me the nonsense about, oh, why do you put a Chinese optic on this fine piece of Americana? What are your thoughts on that? You probably can't say it out loud, can you?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's really this simple. I want the best equipment that I can get
right
for my gun. Now, Chuck Pressburg, he has some great quotes and one-liners, and one of the best ever is, all gunfights are open to vision. Okay.
Okay.
So would you rather be in a gunfight with your Kel-Tec 32 or with a Chambers Custom, you know, 2019 wide body with a red dot that has multiple different reticles that you can choose the one that's best for you? Oh, I want the latter. You know, I want to make sure I'm coming home to my family.
Yeah.
So it's not that I go out there looking for a gunfight, because I certainly do not.
Yeah.
But I happen to be in a situation, I want the best equipment.
There you go. We've run out of time. Thank you for coming back. I've missed you.
Hopefully
I get you back next week as well. ChambersCustom.com. Thank you for joining me again, sir.
Thank you. Have a nice day, Bill.
You too. I'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Teibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.